tough loss for you guys. It was back and forth there most of the second half. I think probably the biggest stat line of the game, there's two of them. The first one, the rebounding, wide margin there. The second one, only 8 points for the starting five for Barton. You did everything right there, but just couldn't find a way to win the end.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, obviously, 18 offensive rebounds. And just for everyone who's out there that's listening, because I know, I mean, I've been a fan too, and they say, my goodness, I mean, that's Salazar. I mean, they need to work on this. Because offensive rebound has been an issue for us, and the answer is, we do. And there was, after the Butler game on Wednesday, it's really all we did in practice, Friday, Saturday, and even this morning in shoot-around, which we usually go no contact in shoot-arounds on game days, we still went hard, made sure to block out, and, you know, I mean, that's a different thing. You can't give up 18 offensive rebounds to any team, and there were some big ones at the end. You know, I thought we did a very good job on their first group, but, you know, Michaela Jellison averages 6 points a game. She scores 19. Lauren Welsh averages 2. She had 17. Jaleesa Jones averages 6. She's 14. And, you know, I don't think it would be I'm not trying to say anything hateful about anyone, but I really don't feel like they did anything other than they just played hard and made free throws. And that was what I said in the locker room, is how come we don't have our 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th kid off the bench? How come you guys aren't capable of going in, playing hard, and making free throws? Because to me, that's the biggest difference right now.
There's
no question. I mean, it was a winnable game. I thought there were times where we played well enough to win, but we just haven't been able to put 40 minutes together, and I think today was another example of that.
Well, I think it was a rough quarter. It's a bookending. Down 11-3 after the first quarter, and they go on a 19-8 run in the fourth quarter. I think it was booking a bad quarters. Your middle two quarters weren't bad. What I thought was pretty impressive today was from Dre Lewis. What I mean, the overall balance she had for being a five player, 13 rebounds, 17 points. She had 6 block shots, but you don't see too many people that are your center, your 4-5 combo player with 5 assists in a game.
Well, she's very capable of doing that, and that actually makes me happy to see that she had that many assists, because that means the ball was moving inside to out, which is what we always want to do. And so, I mean, I think that's the biggest reason. So that makes me happy, because I thought, you know, against Butler, I didn't think there was a lot of what we call north-south passing. You know, there was a lot of stuff on the perimeter, swinging the ball back and forth, but it never getting into the teeth of the defense. Obviously, when the ball goes inside to DeRay and then she kicks it out and then we make a 3, that's exactly how our offense is designed to work. But once again, I mean, we shoot 3 for 24 from 3. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. And we need to get better. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
Well, you do step back here. That was a good effort for your team here this afternoon. And you had the opportunities there down too late in the game. Bearfield goes up there, kind of gets stranded going up and gets stripped and stolen away. That was a tough one, and I think that just kind of took the air out of your team.
We did, and then, I still thought we had a shot. You know, we held them to 1 free throw, you know, and then we missed another layup at the rim, which was more open than Bearfield's. I mean, you know, those are players that are capable. They're good, and they're capable, and again, we just have not had enough circumstances this year where we can finish plays like that. And so because of that, you know, it's been real, really difficult for us to, you know, to find ways to win games. So because of that, you know, I mean, it's why we are where we are right now.
Well, you have to reel them back in, and it's a Wednesday game with Cali.
Yeah, and you talk about one of the toughest places to play. We were fortunate to win there last year. Busted them early and then kind of hung on for 3 quarters. That's a long road trip, and that's a tough place to play, and that's a really, really good team. So we definitely have our work cut out for us.
Coach Nick Salazar joining us here post-game. Lady Busters lose a tough one here, 58-52. Coach, appreciate you stopping by here post-game. We'll good luck to you coming up here the rest of this year.
Thank you very much.